Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
Thanks for joining me on this Labor Day weekend. Can you believe it? I mean, here we are in September already, and we've just had some of the most beautiful weather. I always love this time of year, but hopefully you guys are out and about spending some time with family and friends, doing your social distancing. I know that's why we have that nice big deck. Get the family over and spread out a little bit, but I'm actually headed out to Colorado after this show to go out and see my mom out in Colorado and spend the week next week. Madeline took a few days off to go backpacking last week, so we're trying to squeeze those last dog days of summer in. But school has started, and kids are back on doing it online, so we are getting ready for fall here. It's sneaking up on us, but I'm glad everybody took some time out this morning to tune in. And, you know, thinking about going to Colorado is, if you've listened to the show, you know that's where I grew up. And it always reminds me of why I got into the business, long-term care planning. And, you know, I've told the story before. Really, you know, my father was killed in an accident in 2006. And that's kind of what motivated me to start looking for help for my mom. And I got frustrated. And I just finally went back and got licensed and got in the inside and made sure that she had a good plan. But really, when I go back to Colorado, I think about my grandma, because she's the one that really made me passionate about this business. And what I mean by that is, you know, I had been selling long-term care insurance. I got my mom a plan, my mother-in-law, a few of my clients. But I wasn't really passionate about it. I would just, you know, it was just one of those things out there that I knew about now. But then my grandmother, who lived in her own home until she was 86 years old, you know, went through a long-term care situation, and she had long-term care insurance. And I will tell you that, again, I tell this about every class I get, why I get into this business, and I thought I'd share it on the radio, because what I realized from her experience was just how important planning really is. Because what happened with my grandmother is she, you know, she was in her late 70s, and she rolled in. She worked until she was, I think, 76. And then she lived in her own home. And the last couple years she was in her own home from like age 84 to 86, she was needing a lot of assistance. And that burden fell on my mom. My mom was stepping up, taking her to doctor's appointments. My grandma wasn't driving anymore. My grandma was married at the time, but she was married to a gentleman that was a year older than her. So that didn't really help. But so my mom was over there quite a bit, just helping her kind of manage her affairs and light housework and doing some things that my grandma was really starting to have problems doing. And you got to remember, my grandmother grew up in this little town called Creed, Colorado, which was, you know, a tiny little mining town. You know, it's like 400 people in the whole county right now. It's at 9,000 feet in elevation. And, you know, she was born in 1924, went through the Great Depression as a child, and, you know, she just worked her whole life. She knew how to take care of things. So as she aged, she started needing more and more help, and it was just natural for my mom to step up and do what you do. You take care of your loved ones. But my mom has scoliosis, and so does my grandma. And my mom finally got to the point where she said, I can't keep up this pace anymore, Mom. And she said, we need to get you some help. And that's when my grandmother came out of the bedroom, kid you not, with a folder, blew some dust off of it, and said, here, I have one of these. And it was a long-term care insurance contract. And what's so important about that is that's a whole different story, but people that have limited pay plans, like my grandmother, who had a two-year plan, and then her husband had a two-year plan, and it was a shared care plan, so they could use each other's policy, thank goodness. Because my grandma ended up using all 4 years of it. But what happened is, you know, she was saving that until she really needed it. So she was just really depending on my mom until my mom finally just buckled under the pressure and said, I can't keep up this pace. We've got to get you some help. But I tell you, why it's so important is I used to think of long-term care insurance just simply as a money deal, like so many people do. I work hard. I save enough money. I can pay for my care. It's no big deal. There's so much more to it. And what happened when we turned my grandmother's policy on, and I want you to understand, it only paid $70 a day, $2,100 a month. That's how much her long-term care benefit was. So it wasn't really the money. That money would not have bankrupted our family. But what it did is it turned on this team of professionals, and it relieved my mom from having to do all the decision making and all the planning for her life and for her mom's life. And so that's really, you know, the journey went. My grandmother moved into an assisted living facility in Alamosa, Colorado, and then my mom flew out here. And I've told that story that I remember that was the summer of 2010 because she was out here for my son's 7th birthday. And she spent 3 weeks with us, and she had not been away from her home in over 3 years because she just, you know, she felt guilty if she was away and her mom needed her. So once my grandmother moved into that assisted living facility, that $2,100 along with her Social Security and her small pension was enough to pay for that assisted living, and it gave her a better quality of life. She got the care that she deserved, but my mom got her life back. So I tell you, I always think about that when I go back to Colorado. And in fact, I own the home that my grandmother was raised in by her grandmother in Creed, Colorado. And it was a house that was going to be passed on to the family, is what we were hoping. But she got to a point where she ran out of all of her long-term care insurance. She was self-funding that last part. This was before the state partnership program that kicked in that allows you to protect assets from Medicaid. So my grandma's assets were all at risk. She was going to have to spend all those down. And so I ended up buying that home for my grandmother, and she used some of that money to pay for her care there the last year because, again, she only had 4 years of long-term care insurance, and she turned that policy on when she was in her own home. But I tell you, for me, the bottom line is her long-term care planning was really just a gift to our family. It was a gift to my mother because my mom got her life back. And when we went out to visit, we could go see my grandmother. We could visit her in the assisted living facility. She could go back to her apartment, get the care she needed, and we could go on with our lives. And so it was a gift to me. My kids got their grandmother, my mom, back in their life because my mom didn't feel like, you know, guilty about leaving every time, so she could come out and visit. And that's why I always think about when I go back to Colorado. That's why I drive from one end of the state to the other state. I have friends up in Fort Collins where I went to school, and I go down to Creed, and I see my mom in Monta Vista. But I just realized then what that little difference made for my mom and the quality of life for our entire family when my grandma took that time to put a long-term care plan in place. So today on the show, we're going to spend a little bit of time. I'm going to go back to just some of the basics. And, you know, a lot of this came from a question that I got from Sandra from Shoreline. So I'm going to just kind of go over why we want to look at long-term care and why we think about it. And I'll get to that question in a second. But before we get there, I want to talk a little bit about classes for September. I have two classes coming up. Wednesday the 16th at 3 p.m. is our next class. Again, Wednesday the 16th, that's a 3 p.m. kickoff. And then Friday the 25th, that's the following Friday at 9 a.m. So that's going to be a Friday morning kickoff. Both those classes are the same. The idea behind it is we're going to walk you through what long-term care is, some of your options, just educate you on the subject matter so that when you're ready, you're going to have a good jumping off starting point, basically being able to say, hey, I understand this, I understand this. Just open your eyes a little bit about some of the options that are out there. And when you sign up, you're going to get a link sent to you. And what we will do is we'll email that link to you. All you do is you click on it and you can join the class. You don't have to do an executable. You can send your questions in. So it's worked out really well. We've gotten some good feedback for it from the people that have gone to these classes before. So again, Wednesday the 16th at 3 p.m. and Friday the 25th at 9 a.m. are our next classes. You can sign up at our website at 525longtermcare.com. Stick around. We're going to head into our first break. We'll come back, get to the question of the week from Sandra, and we'll talk about some of the basics of long-term care.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
You know, we can't always count on great health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel having long-term care coverage for me and my wife. If you've been thinking about it, but you have some questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join my friends from 525 Advisors for one of their free long-term care planning live webinars they have coming up. At the webinar, They'll explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. And then when you're ready, 525 Advisors, they are the best in the country. And I know that because my wife and I went through the whole process with Brian and Madeline, and man, they take great care of their customers. Check out all their reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today, 525longtermcare.com. Join them for one of their upcoming live webinars. The class is free. All you have to do is go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Take the burden off your loved ones by making sure your care is funded and managed in a time of need. Visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss, but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio on this Labor Day weekend. I hope everybody's getting out there and doing something fun and enjoying this nice weather. We got a question from Sandra over in Shoreline this week, and it really kind of made me think about, you know, what long-term care planning is, and let's go back to the basics and talk about this. And the question was innocent enough. Sandra just sent it in through our website, said, I can't decide if I need LTCI, so I can't decide if I need long-term care insurance. My advisor says I probably have enough to self-insure, but how do you know? And I will tell you, Sandra, that's one of the biggest issues out there. Most people still just think of long-term care as a money situation, i.e., I have enough money, I don't. And I find it really frustrating because we could do that with everything that we insure. I mean, once you pay your house off, you can sit there and look at the data, and it says, hey, you know what, the average structure fire in America is less than $40,000. You have a 99.76% chance that your house is not going to burn down or catch on fire. So the risk is very minimal. And you could say, well, I'm going to put $120,000 in savings. And then if my house does catch on fire, that's three times the national average. I should have enough to insure the home. We don't do that. And I think that's the problem with financial advisors. What they're missing out when they're just saying, I think you have enough money, is they're missing the consequences. They're missing really what the magnitude of a long-term care situation is, and also the benefits of having a plan. And it's not just money. So, you know, let's go back to the basics here. Number one, why do we even care about long-term care planning? Statistically speaking, it's the biggest risk we face in retirement. The government puts out the data, 70% of us are going to end up in a long-term care situation after we turn 65. Now, the problem I hate with statistics is we don't know which 70% it is when we look down at the population. We also don't know what the extent of that long-term care situation is. It might be 30 days. It might be 20 years. We just don't know. So, but we do know is when the actuarial studies, the science, are looking down and they know, you know, roughly in America, they know how many homes burn down every year. They know, you know, how many floods there are, and they can study this data for hundreds of years, and they can come up with these kind of pretty good averages. Now, there's always going to be outliers. There's always going to be years where more hurricanes hit, or there's going to be bigger forest fires or whatever it is. But as a general rule, we're pretty good with the actuarial science. And the same thing with health and people who die and all those things like that. So that was the big worry about COVID, is that going to really tweak the numbers? And so far, it really hasn't tweaked those numbers over total deaths overall. The numbers we hear in the news, you got to remember that X amount of people are dying every year anyway, but we haven't seen the big explosion like they possibly thought, but it could happen. So that's what actuarial science is. They're looking down, and they're just saying, look, 7 out of 10 of us are going to end up in long-term care after age 65. So that's why we should care. As a married couple, it's 92% is the data that's put out saying that two people living in a household, there's a 92% chance that at least one of them will need long-term care. So that's why we should care about long-term care, because we just know the risk is very high that we are going to end up in that situation. What is long-term care? I think that's one of the basic things that people still don't understand. I think a lot of people still think of long-term care as a medical event. You know, I had a heart attack. I have this massive stroke. That's what a lot of people see, because that can be a triggering event. But generally speaking, long-term care refers to the assistance that a person needs throughout the day when their health is compromised. It includes skilled care, unskilled care, occupational therapy, general custodial care. That's the care my mom was helping her mom with, custodial care, the helping you through the day, the grocery shopping, the bathing, the dressing, the meal prep, the laundry, whatever it is, the light housekeeping chores. Those are the things that long-term care really covers. And so the problem people have, I think, is that they think of it as a medical situation, and really long-term care is not medical in nature. A medical event may very well get you into a long-term care situation, but it's not medical in nature. And that's why it's so expensive, because your Medicare insurance does not pay for it. Your health insurance does not pay for it. So keep that in mind. How do you pay for long-term care costs? This is another confusing point for a lot of people out there, and there's really one of two ways out there. You can private pay, which some people refer to as self-insuring. That just simply means you're going to pay all the cost. Now, there's nothing unique about that. You can do that with, like I said, like your home. You can self-insure your home if it's paid off. The only reason why we have to have homeowner's insurance is if you have a mortgage on it. The banks require that. But you can self-insure your home, too. So that's just called private pay. The other way you pay for long-term care costs is through long-term care insurance. And that is really it, folks. There's no other options out there. Now, a lot of people say, well, what about the government programs out there? There's got to be some help. And again, I was talking about this last week in a recent survey. 80% of adults believed Obamacare was going to pay for long-term care costs. It's not true, folks. That means there's going to be a lot of people disappointed when they end up in these long-term care situations. And really, with the government programs that exist today, we have Medicare. And people get confused on some of these, but Medicare is our health insurance. So you have that massive stroke. They call the 911. The ambulance shows up. They rush you to the hospital. That's all going to be covered by Medicare. The problem is you're going to hit a point where you are not improving, where the care that you need is not medically necessary, where it's just custodial care, it's therapy care, but it's like they don't need a nurse or a doctor in there. You just got to learn to walk again. You got to learn to talk again. You got to learn to transfer, whatever it is. That's where you run into problems, because now that's what we call a long-term care event. That is stuff that is not covered by your Medicare. So think of your Medicare as acute care. It's going to be something that you're going to heal up from. Most long-term care events are one way. They're a one-way street. You go into long-term care, you stay there. Now, I say most because if you're younger, about a third of the people under 65, a lot of those people will cycle in and out, meaning maybe they had an accident or they had a sudden illness like cancer. They were in long-term care for a year, 2 years, they healed up, and then they aged and they went into long-term care again. But as a general rule, most people that age into long-term care, it's a one-way street. And so Medicare is not going to pay for the custodial care and the care, the therapy care, and those kind of things that we need just to help us through the day. Medicaid, the other government program, is just a safety net program. And I could do a whole show on Medicaid. I'm not going to. Essentially, folks, you don't get a dime out of Medicaid until you've spent all your money down. So you have to prove the need financially, and the government is very strict on that. So Medicaid is a safety net program. They pay for the most nursing home in this country, but again, all those people are broke, and they're in Medicaid nursing homes. So the government programs, just remember, they really aren't going to pay for this long-term care. And I think that so many people think in the back of their mind, there's got to be some safety net program out there. Well, there is, and that's Medicaid, but I don't think people understand the consequences of getting there. You have to not only spend your assets down, you're going to turn your income over because they're going to use your income first, whether it's pension, Social Security, whatever it is. They're going to use that income first to pay for care, and then they're going to subsidize and make up the difference. And I had an aunt that went through the Medicaid system. Madeline's mom ended up on Medicaid after she burned through all her assets, so the rules are pretty strict. And again, it's a safety net program, government programs. The next thing I just want to touch on here, what does long-term care cover? I think there's a lot of people that are still confused on this because, again, we're thinking of it from a medical event. You're always going to have your Medicare. Long-term care does not replace Medicare. In fact, by law, Medicare is the first payer of record for acute care. So they're going to pay for your acute care, your medical needs, your testing, your physicals, you fall and break your hip, whatever it is. But what is covered by long-term care insurance are the things that Medicare does not cover. Number one in this country by far is custodial care. That's the care, again, that we're providing a loved one. That does not require a skilled healthcare professional, custodial care, helping someone get through the day. But long-term care also pays for skilled and unskilled care, meaning that if you do end up in a skilled nursing facility, your health is compromised to a point where you can't stay at your home or an assisted living facility, and you have to go to a nursing home. That's kind of where my grandma ended up the last few months of her life. Long-term care will pay for that. It also pays for all the care in between there. It pays for therapy care, pays for nursing care, pays for help with personal care, speech therapy, things like that if you have a massive stroke. The personal care is your help bathing and dressing and the meal preparation. We kind of talked about that already. But it will also pay for housing expenses. And what I mean by that is when my grandmother moved from her house to the assisted living facility, long-term care insurance now covers everything. It covers the rent, covers the cable television, it covers the food, it covers the laundry, it covers all those services that were provided to her in the assisted living facility, where if she stayed in her own home, she still had to pay her property taxes, she still had to pay her cable television, so on and so forth. But long-term care will pay for that housing expense once you move into any type of licensed facility, so keep that in mind. And lastly, what I want to talk about here before we head into our break is where is care covered? And I think this is still, believe it or not, confusion for a lot of people out there because long-term care originally started out as nursing home insurance, meaning you've got to go to a nursing home and then it would kick in and pay. And there's still some companies that sell what we call a facility-only policy, which means you have to move to a licensed facility, whether it's an assisted living or a nursing home, before they start paying out the benefits. But that's, I have never placed a customer in one of those. Care is covered, number one, in this country. About $3 out of $4 that are paid out in long-term care insurance are for people who are residing in their own home. And the idea of long-term care insurance is to keep you in control of your care options, and most people want to age in place. And especially if it's a cognitive event, you know, maybe your spouse is diagnosed with Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, and, you know, you can handle them most of the time, but you need somebody to come in maybe 4 hours a day to relieve that pressure for you so you can go on and do other things. You know, that's in your home. So that long-term care benefits are paid in your home, number one, by far. But there's a whole laundry list of where it will pay for care. Adult daycare, that's some place where you maybe drop a loved one off for a few hours a day or up to 8 hours a day and then pick them back up. You can also pay for assisted living facilities, nursing homes, hospice care, even special memory clinics. So again, long-term care is not a location. Just keep that in mind. It's about triggering the event. You can receive your benefits wherever it is, whether it's your home, whether it's your kid's home, whether it's an assisted living facility. You get to stay in control of your care options. So keep that in mind as you just think about what long-term care is and how it works. Stick around. We're going to head into our next break. And when I come back, I got a basic savings-based plan for the client of the week. We'll be right back.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
You know, we can't always count on great health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel having long-term care coverage for me and my wife. If you've been thinking about it, but you have some questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join my friends from 525 Advisors for one of their free long-term care planning live webinars they have coming up. At the webinar, they'll explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. And then when you're ready, 525 Advisors, they are the best in the country. And I know that because my wife and I went through the whole process with Brian and Madeline, and man, they take great care of their customers. Check out all their reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today, 525longtermcare.com. Join them for one of their upcoming live webinars. The class is free. All you have to do is go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
We know the planning process for long-term care is frustrating and confusing. Our team will take the time to guide you to the right plan. Visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Tory Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio again on this beautiful weekend. I mean, this weather is just absolutely gorgeous out there. Again, you heard some of the ads. We've got a couple classes coming up in September. So my next class is going to be Wednesday the 16th. That's a 3 p.m. kickoff. We're going to have Dory at the beginning of that class. He's going to join us and just tell a little bit about his story. And again, a lot of people ask us, is Dory Monson really a client of yours? And I say, he is. Matter of fact, he is. And so he jumps on this webinar every once in a while. We'll share his story about why he thinks it's important. So that is at 3 p.m. on Wednesday the 16th. And then Friday the 25th at 9 a.m. is going to be our second class. That's going to be a 9 in the morning kickoff the following Friday on the 25th. All that information is available at our website, 525longtermcare.com. And while you're there, you will see there's a lot of information on our website. We have resource pages. We have a Start Here button. We have a podcast button. If you miss any of the shows, for instance, you can always go back and jump that, get them on the podcast. You can get them through iTunes. In fact, I just found out the other day, I was amazed. Alexa, I have one of the speakers in the kitchen, and I said, "Hey, Alexa, play Long-Term Care Radio," and it pulled up the podcast. So that's fantastic. So, again, lots of ways for you to get the information in. We believe we've got to start with education, number one, really just help you understand what long-term care planning is, why it's important, and then really just kind of talk about some of the different programs and the different options out there. And that's kind of what we're doing today. We're just kind of going back to the basics about what long-term care and is and why it's important. So, excuse me, my client of the week this week, and again, my favorite part of the show, this is where we bring in an example of somebody that we help put a long-term care plan in place and kind of just walk you through what we were thinking, what the situation was, and why we ended up with this particular program. And this week, our client is Kate, who is 69. And Kate is a widow. She has two grown children. She has three grandchildren. She's living off of Social Security, and she has a pension, a small pension, and she has a retirement account. And like a lot of people, she's pretty comfortable right now. I mean, she's done a good job saving. You know, her and her husband, they worked hard their whole lives, and she is in a place right now where she says, I can still you know, pay for what I need to pay for, my property taxes, and maintain my house and do the things, and you know, hopefully go on vacations with the kids and the grandkids every so often. She goes, but I'm really just, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm really concerned, what if something happens to me? What if something happens and I can't stay in my house? And she's, you know, like a lot of people, you know, my mom is in that same situation. People, you know, it's hard to move out of a home early, you know, plan. Very few people do that. My mother-in-law actually did that, but most people don't. And so they're really looking at it saying, gosh, I just don't want to be in a situation where all of a sudden financially I'm trying to maintain my home and I've got to go to an assisted living, or I've, my kid's got to step in and I've become a burden on the family. So that was really, you know, Kate's biggest concerns. The other issue that Kate had, in full disclosure here, is she had applied for long-term care in the past, and she was turned down. And again, it was just due to a particular health situation that she was going through at the time. So she thought, gosh, there's no way I can get long-term care insurance. But luckily, Kate had stumbled upon one of our classes. She had been listening to our radio show. She filled out a pre-screen form and sent it to us, and we called her and said, no, actually, we have quite a few options for you, Kate. And so what we did is we sat down with her and we just talked about her and we said, you know, what's your biggest concern? And of course, it's becoming a burden on her family. It's running out of money. It's, you know, becoming a ward of the state. And remember, in a Medicaid situation, that's one of the things she's really worried about. If something happens to her and she ends up having to burn through all of her assets, there's going to be a lien on her house. They will come and try to grab that house. And a lot of people say, ah, it's probably not going to happen, or the odds are slim. But people like Kate, who have watched some of their friends and other people go through this, she had a friend whose husband went into a long-term care situation for 11 years. He had multiple strokes, and he got to the point where they had to put him in assisted living because they couldn't do the lifting and the stuff needed at home. And she said it just bankrupt him, and it was really hard on the family. So she said, you know, she sees those. And again, we think about the home burning down. We can say the average fire is $40,000, but that's not what we're worried about. We're worried about the whole house burning down. And so that's similar in a long-term care situation. When we look at the government averages and we say, well, you've got enough money, Kate, to manage the 2 years. Well, what if it's 3 years? What if it's 5 years? What if it's 6 years? And so that was one of her worries. But what we did is we got together with her and we were looking at her situation. We started with the health. She would not qualify for a traditional pay-as-you-go plan. I will just tell you that right now. She did have some, her health was compromised in some degrees where she would not qualify for those traditional. And what I mean by that is those traditional plans are going to be the strictest on underwriting. I'm going to spend a little time next week on the show talking about traditional and asset-based plans. So tune in for that. But the bottom line is she really had an asset-based plan option. And so she came in and we started looking at her assets. She had a nice little nest egg in retirement accounts. She had her house paid for. She had her income that was coming in consistently with her Social Security and her pension. And so I was looking around and I said, what's this money over here that you have? So in cash and CDs, she had some money sitting there that was just kind of her rainy day fund. And it wasn't money that she was planning on using for anything. She wasn't using it for monthly income. And so I looked at that and said, look, you are 69 years old. You do not have to touch your retirement accounts right now. We can just leave that money alone because she now can wait till age 72 before she has to take out required minimum distributions. So we left that money alone. And what we did is we looked at that CD money, which was not earning a lot of interest. If anybody's looked, CD rates are really, really low right now, just like all interest rates. So I said, what if we reposition that money, that savings money, into a new savings-based, asset-based long-term care plan, and your money will still grow, but you will get $3 of long-term care for insurance for every dollar you put in. Kate thought that sounded too good to be true, and it's really that simple. The way these savings-based plans work is just think of a savings account. You're taking money and depositing it into the account with the insurance company. That account earns interest, and then based on your age, they take a certain percent of that interest out to buy long-term care insurance. And what that long-term care insurance does is it triples the amount of long-term care coverage that you have. So for every dollar you deposit, you have $3 of long-term care. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, that doesn't make sense. Why would the insurance company do that? Well, again, it goes back to actuary science. What they're simply saying is that when we deposit that dollar, what happens is when we go on long-term care, we're spending our money first. So the first 2 years on claim, you're spending the money that you deposited into that account. And then the insurance is going to pay years 3, 4, 5, and 6. And the way you're buying that insurance is with the interest that your money would be earning on that account. So as simple as that sounds, it really is one of the most unique programs out there, because what we can do is we can look at the population as a whole, and we can say, look, if everybody pulls their money together, we know X amount of people are going to go within a year. X amount of people are going to die within 2 years. X amount of people are going to last 3 years. And so they can come up with a pool of money. It's kind of like life insurance, and say, look, this is how much we will have to charge to buy insurance to insure this pool so that people will have it. Like, so people like Kate, what she's worried about is if she doesn't use her plan, she gets her money back. But if she does need long-term care, now her money turns into 3 times as much money as she has sitting right now in the account. So this is what we did for Kate on this basic savings-based plan. She had $143,000 that she had sitting in savings and CDs. We took that money and we deposited it with the insurance company in just one lump sum. So there's no annual payments. There's nothing that she has to do. There's no tax consequences. There's no 1099s. Again, you remember, if you have CDs or savings, you get a 1099-I every year saying this is how much interest you earned, and you have to pay tax on that. Not on these. The chassis underneath this deferred savings account is just simply a fixed deferred annuity. So that means it's going to pay interest. The interest that it earns is tax deferred, meaning that you don't pay taxes on it until you actually pull the money out. However, because of the Pension Protection Act, the money that is pulled out for long-term care comes out tax-free. So her $143,000 goes in, and it turns into $429,000 of long-term care day one. So that means if Kate goes out and gets hit by the bus and she's on claim, she has $429,000. Now, they don't just say, hey, here's a check for $429,000. It's just like every other long-term care plan. There's going to be a monthly or a daily limit. So her benefit's going to start out at $195.89. So about $200 a day, $6,000 a month is what she can pull out of that plan. Well, when you do the math, you say, well, she's pulling out her money the first 2 years, and then the insurance kicks in years 3, 4, 5, and 6. Now, the nice thing about this plan is the current interest rate on the savings-based plan is 2.75% tax-deferred. So that's how much her $143,000 is earning. It's 2.75%. And then the insurance company is going to come in and say, wait a second, we're going to take out 1.31% per year. And that rate is fixed. This insurance company does not change that rate as you go through. So essentially what she's going to be doing is saying, I'm earning 2.75%. The insurance company gets to keep 1.31% to buy me the insurance inside the contract. And because of the Pension Protection Act, that is now a tax-free event. So she does not have to pay tax on any of the interest that she earns on that. So her money technically is growing at 1.44%. Now, a lot of you might be saying, huh, big whoopee, she's growing at 1.44%. But what I'm saying to you is to think about that. Interest rates at the banks, I mean, I'm just looking at our Water Association account, we're getting 0.002% interest on the savings account. So 1.4% tax deferred. So again, she's not getting a 1099-I on that like she does with her CD. But the bottom line is, let's just say that interest rates stay the same, that they don't go up. Because if they do go up, then she will earn more interest. The cost of her insurance will not increase, but what happens is the cost, if the interest rates go up, she will actually earn more interest. But if you go out 10 years, her 143 has grown to 164,000. Now she's got $494,000 of long-term care. She can access it $225 a day. You go out 20 years, her money's grown to $189,000. That gives her $569,000 of long-term care that she can access at $260 a day. So, folks, this is just these are really simple, brilliant plans. What we're simply doing is we're taking an existing asset and we're moving it from one pocket to the other pocket. And because of the Pension Protection Act, we're getting all the tax advantages and we're getting the long-term care insurance. So she is using some of the interest that her money would be earning inside this contract to buy long-term care inside that contract. Now, let's go out 20 years, and so she's 89 years old. She's got $189,000 of cash value in this plan. Well, if she cancels her plan, she gets $189,000. If she goes on claim and she only uses $50,000 of long-term care. The company simply says, well, your account is savings account's $189,000. You used 50 of it, so the family gets $139,000 back. So you never lose a dime on this. What you're simply saying is that if I leave that money in my existing savings account, I'm going to pay tax along the way, and I have a finite amount of money. That's whatever that $143,000 grows into. That's all she has for long-term care, and she'll pay taxes along the way. By moving it over to one of these asset-based savings-based long-term care plans, her money is going to grow tax-deferred. It's still going to grow, but she gets three times the leverage. And also keep in mind, something comes up. So let's go out at year 20 and she says, hey, I need to take $50,000 out of that plan. She can do it. And what she's going to do is she's going to reduce her long-term care insurance. So she's got $569,000. If she takes $50,000 of cash value out, she still has $139,000 in her plan. So just say $140,000. She's still going to have $420,000 of long-term care. So she won't cancel her plan if she takes cash out. She'll just simply reduce the amount of long-term care coverage that she has by $3 for every dollar she takes out of her plan. So again, folks, just a really simple, easy plan. It's limited underwriting. It's a quick phone call. That's all she has to do for the underwriting. She's got 6 years of carriage, and it just really gives her a peace of mind now because she knows that, gosh, the money that I have here that I'm saving for that rainy day just turned into $3 tax-free. But if I don't use it, guess what? I get that money back, and her money is still growing. I mean, I just love these plans, and I love doing them. So stick around. We got a little bit more long-term care radio when we get back. We'll be right back.
Long-term care radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
You know, we can't always count on great health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel having long-term care coverage for me and my wife. If you've been thinking about it, but you have some questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join my friends from 525 Advisors for one of their free long-term care planning live webinars they have coming up. At the webinar, they'll explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. And then when you're ready, 525 Advisors, they are the best in the country. And I know that because my wife and I went through the whole process with Brian and Madeline, and man, they take great care of their customers. Check out all their reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today, 525longtermcare.com. Join them for one of their upcoming live webinars. The class is free. All you have to do is go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
For the most options, including new plans that protect you and your loved ones and pay you back if you never use them, visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Tory Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back, and thanks for tuning in again on this Labor Day weekend. And, you know, I really appreciate everybody that takes the time to tune in. We get a lot of feedback on the radio show, and we've been doing this, I think, 4 or 5 years now. I'm going to have to look that up. But, again, the whole point of it is just really we believe as as a company that we need to start with education and, just bring awareness to the subject matter and then, help you learn about some of your options. And so you can tune into the radio show. You can get our podcast. You can go to our website. We have quite a bit of information on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. And, you can even see some of the examples. So I have a client of the week, like I had for Kate. There's just so many really wonderful ways to put a plan in place. And, one of the things I think that people will always ask, the question of the week that we got from Sandra was just like, I can't decide if I need long-term care insurance. My advisor says I probably have enough money. And that statement just there kind of gets me. It's probably, the whole idea of insurance is that we have some kind of guarantee. So we know that if something bad happens, that we have some kind of a guarantee. It's the way life insurance works. It's the way our homeowners insurance works, our car insurance, our health insurance. The idea is that we are mitigating risk. And I think a lot of people that are out there on the fence deciding, should I look into long-term care planning or not? I mean, there's really some things that I think everybody needs to understand is that who should look into long-term care planning? Number one, if you want to age in place, if you want to stay in your home for as long as possible, long-term care planning is essential because not only does it provide you those resources in a time of need, the financial resources, it provides you those professional resources. It provides you access. A lot of these companies now have what they call a concierge care service. Some companies even actually assign somebody to you specifically, but it allows you access to case managers and care coordinators. And these are the people that will come in and look at your situation and say, yes, we can bring these people in for physical therapy. We can bring these people in for the meal preparation and light housekeeping. We can balance this out and we can do this and help you stay in place. We can help you get a wheelchair ramp belt. We can do this. We can do that. And so for people that want to age in place, they want to stay in control of their care options, long-term care insurance is essential. And a lot of people that end up in nursing homes or even assisted living facilities, they get dropped off there because they've fallen or they've had an accident two or three times that month and the doctor says your home is not a safe environment and they're not set up. They don't have a plan. They don't have the resources to bring those people in. So they end up getting put in some kind of facility. So if you want to stay in control of your care options, you want to age in place, you want to stay in your home for as long as possible, you should really consider looking into a long-term care plan and some of the benefits that they provide you. If you want to protect your family and not be a burden on your family, you should look into long-term care planning. And what I mean by that is I can have all the money in the world, but if I become incapacitated, somebody's got to make that decision for me. So you can have your power of attorney. You can say, well, it's going to be my kid. They're going to make a power of attorney. But now all of a sudden, we start mixing in ongoing long-term care health. So my health is compromised and I need that assistance to get through the day. Who's going to manage that? Are they going to go out and find a case manager? Are they going to go out and find a care coordinator, somebody privately? It's very difficult, and families really struggle with that. And that's what I watched my mom go through. Her biggest benefit by far from my grandma having long-term care insurance was not the money. It was the relief of not having to make the ongoing decisions. And I mean ongoing. It's not like you just decide, oh, I'm going to hire so-and-so to come in and take care of mom, and that's it. That's the last decision you make. I mean, you got to realize your health is changing. It's going up and down. You're still going back and forth to the doctor. You've still got Medicare arguing with the long-term care insurance company about what they're going to pay, and you've got all these things that you have to decide. Well, if you don't have that long-term care insurance company there, you're sitting there making all those decisions. You're having all the conversations with Medicare and trying to figure out how to manage your mom's care. So again, protect your family. Don't become a burden. That's what long-term care planning does. And to me, I think that's the most important aspect, and that's the reason why I feel so comfortable having my own plan is because I know that I'm not going to be a burden on my kids. Lastly, again, staying in control of your care options. And so many people end up in long-term care, and especially in cognitive situations. You have a spouse that's trying to take care of their spouse, and they're just they're struggling. They don't know where to go. They're looking for community resources. And really what it boils down to is you are going to carry that burden until you run out of resources, until you run out of money. And that's what happens for a lot of people. So I think staying in control of your care options, making sure that the government is not dictating where you're going to get care and how you're going to receive care. And that's really what Medicaid does. You have to remember, not only is it a safety net program, you become a ward of the state. Medicaid is going to decide the level of care you get. And when my aunt was on Medicaid and she ended up in the nursing home, they put her in a room with two other people. There were three people in this one room. That's what she got from Medicaid. And she didn't have any say on that. She didn't have any leverage at all. When you have a long-term care insurance, remember, that's your money. That's your money coming in. You're in control of your care options. You get to hire who you want. You get to receive care where you want because now you have the resources to get that care. So long-term care planning helps you stay in control of those your care options. And I think finally, for people that are on the fence on long-term care planning, you have to decide, you know, what long-term care planning does is it helps you avoid liquidating your assets and paying unnecessary taxes and paying all those hidden fees. And what I mean by that is you have a bill that comes in from a healthcare worker. So you say, well, I'll just hire my own home healthcare agency. They can come in and do that. And I'll manage that, or my kids can manage it, whatever. I don't need the insurance. But what happens is you got to remember, you now have to convert those assets to income. I don't care if it's rental property, if it's IRA accounts, if it's stocks, there's going to be some kind of tax on it, either income tax or capital gains tax. And oh, by the way, how much does it cost you to sell a piece of rental property? What about the fees, the commissions? So I think that's where the advisors make the most common mistake, is when they look at someone's balance sheet and they say, oh, you've got a net worth of $5 million. You're fine. You don't need long-term care insurance. Remember, those assets aren't going to pay for the care. You got to convert assets to income. And so what happens with people that have Social Security, they have pension, they have that income coming in, long-term care starts exceeding their monthly income, that's when we run into the problem. Now, all of a sudden, we have to start converting some assets. We have to start, well, I don't care if it's a savings or CDs, you've got to start spending those assets down. So the idea of a long-term care plan is that it gives you a defined bucket of money. So you have a tax-free source to not only pay for the care when you need it, but you also get those professionals to help you manage that care when you need it. And that, folks, that's that combination. That's like the chocolate syrup on top of the ice cream. That's the combination right there that you want. Because what it does for you is it says, hey, I'm going to let my estate plan play out. I'm not going to worry about selling my assets in a down market. I'm not going to worry about what the fees are I'm going to pay for, because I'm going to flip the switch over here. And now I get my tax-free stream of income. And I also get the access to those professionals to help me manage that care so that my loved ones don't have to do that. So keep that in mind when we're talking about long-term care planning and why you should look into it. And I will just say lastly, too, think about the consequences. The problem I have with statistics is they can say, look, 99.76% chance your house isn't going to burn down. Well, let me tell you from experience, when my house burned down when I was 10, I don't care what the statistics are. My house burned down. The insurance guy said, woo, look at that, 99.7% chance that wasn't going to happen. I didn't care. My house burned down. So what we have to look at in long-term care situations is the gravity. We have to look at the financial consequences, the physical consequences, the emotional consequences, those consequences that are passed on to the people that we care about the most. And that's why we need to really take a serious look at long-term care planning and say, look, what I'm really trying to do is mitigate the biggest risk I face in retirement, but I'm also protecting the people I care about most by having a plan. So thanks again for spending this weekend with us. And again, if you missed any part of the show, you can always get our podcast at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Sign up for one of the upcoming classes. We have a couple coming up in September, and we'll be back next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.